Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday morning, as I always am. Today, we're going to talk with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 school board member Aaron Estabrook and Superintendent Marvin Wade is in the studio as well. Later, around 9:30, we'll have community liaison for the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition, Brandon Irwin. He's going to talk about housing in Manhattan. Should be a pretty interesting conversation. But now, let's talk some schools. It's back. After about 2 weeks of I did Beach Boys, True to Your School, we'll flip-flop. But this is a classic.
Oh, yeah.
This really makes you want to talk about schools, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
All right.
Just kind of like when the band played at halftime and they were playing Ozzy Osbourne Crazy Train. It's like, that's all
exactly,
right.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, gentlemen, welcome. How's
good
your Halloween?
You. It's busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had I had a lot of fun with the kids, and I saw a lot of parents out. It was a little cold, but.
A little bit. Stopped snowing, though.
Yeah.
What were you? Were you guys anything for Halloween? I'm sure your kids were. I think I saw a picture.
Yeah, I was the Beast. We had Beauty and the Beast. My daughter as Belle, and then we had my 2-year-old Kennedy, who was on the show on Monday.
I heard.
She was Paw Patrol. She was Marshall, little fire dog.
Okay. Marvin, did you do anything crazy?
Just went as superintendent. That's it. Yeah, what a life.
Pretty frightening costume.
That's what I've heard that before.
If anybody has any questions or comments for Aaron Estabrook or Superintendent Marvin Wade, give us a call. 75-537-1350 is the number to call. And I guess first off, Marvin, hard for me not to ask you what the latest is with the RCPD and the investigation into, I guess you can call it a hazing ritual as far as what the Mercury's been reporting or the instance involving
football players. Let's just say alleged hazing incident.
Sure.
And nothing new in that front that Riley County Police Department is investigating. Of course, they're taking it seriously, and we're continuing to go about our business. We are not investigating as a school district. We've turned it over to them, and when we get whatever we get back from them, we will deal with on our front as seriously as possible, and then knowing that they will do the same thing. And that's really where we're at now. And we don't know we don't know how long it's going to take, but whatever we get, we will deal with. And all we can ask for is for people to put some faith and trust in us and some patience, that it's going to take as much time as it's going to take. And we want almost everybody wants it to be done today. And that's just not going to happen.
And I know this is your, is this year one still for, or year two?
This is year two.
Year two. Yeah. And what's kind of been the reaction as far as with the administration? I've gotten some feedback that people say, oh, that's just a tradition that people have done for years at MHS and et cetera.
That's part of the difficulty we have with this situation and other situations, is you get information from people that it may be credible, it may not, it may be third, fourth hand, it may be exaggerated, it may be the exact facts, but we can't tell. We don't know who's lying and who's telling the truth. And with the consequences that could be as great as this could be, we're not going to take any risk on that. That we're going to, we want the law enforcement people to do everything they can to get to the heart of the matter, and then, again, we'll take care of it from there. But we're just not going to go and run with what somebody catches me at the grocery store and tells me, I know this happened, I know that happened, this person, not listening to it.
And like you said, it is under investigation, so whatever will come out of it will come out of it. You guys do have a school board meeting tonight. It's November. It's just weird for me to read November 1st still. It's just feels like summer was just last week.
It's almost Thanksgiving. Get the Christmas decorations out.
Oh.
And it is a regular meeting. We've had some retreats, work sessions, things like that lately. But this is a regular 6:30 meeting there at 2031 Points Avenue.
And I guess some of the big things that are on this agenda tonight.
We have some new, we have a proposal, really an adjusted proposal for some lighting in Rezac Auditorium. And we're going to also discuss increasing substitute salary or pay, which is, I think, going to be a good thing for those in the district. There's some other reports in there that.
Well, before we move on to that, I want to talk about substitute pay for a second. Where is it? Where's it at now?
Well, we've got different categories of substitutes.
We've got
different categories at different rates, and part of what the proposal is to go from it being a daily rate of pay to an hourly rate for those different groups.
Yeah, increased, you know, on across the board there, and the recommendation will come to the board tonight. But it has been difficult to get substitutes. It's also difficult to get bus drivers, by the way. We always throw that in there. We need bus drivers and we need substitutes. And some more incentive with pay would maybe help a few. I know there's also retired teachers and others that are doing this, and they deserve to be compensated a little more too, in my opinion.
And we do recognize the fact if somebody's willing to be a substitute at certain schools and not others for whatever reason, we'll honor those requests. So anybody who's out there that's listening that thinks, well, I would not go here or there, we'll take that in consideration.
And how bad is the need for subs? Is that just a pretty constant need all the time, or is it just especially difficult now?
We have a lot of subs. We really do, but there's also a lot of great need because we've got training activities. We've got people going to different things. We've got the illnesses, of course. So there's just a lot of need and sometimes more than others. That if we've got, let's say, teachers from one building going for a training that's specific for their building, then they may take a pretty good part of our sub pool, which then when people call in sick that morning, we start running short. So we do have a lot of subs. It's just never enough.
And haven't the requirements for substitutes changed over the past couple of years in the state of Kansas, or am I thinking about that wrong?
You know, I don't know.
I don't either.
I thought maybe there was a certificate that you did.
No, maybe you're thinking about alternative licensing.
Maybe that's
teachers.
What I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for substitutes, it's been, I think, consistent.
I think so too.
Okay. Very good. Moving right along.
Okay. Let's see.
Other items.
Well, we can, that lighting, that bid that will be coming from, actually there was an adjustment to it, a bid for the Rezac Auditorium. It's a $63,000 readjustment there, where I think the director, Matt Davis, is asking us about increasing lighting or changing the lighting fixtures mm-hmm. within the orchestra pit. So it's not just for the auditorium, but also the orchestra pit and some other items that go along with that. So we'll be hearing about that and making a decision based on that information tonight, but it is $63,000. It would come out of capital outlay.
Another thing we've got from Matt Davis is he gives a virtual tour of our facilities. You know, last year was the first time I saw that, but it's impressive because he goes through and shows us the condition of the different buildings and what's been done, what needs to be done. So it's much more time efficient than us going around to actually physically see all of the buildings, that he shows it to us and says, this is what you're looking at. And sometimes I don't know in that picture what I'm supposed to see, and he'll say, well, look at this right here. That's not good, or that's good. So it's really helpful to us for it to be an efficient way to see what's going on.
No, let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. It's about that time. We'll come back and talk more with Aaron Estabrook, Manhattan Ogden USD 383 school board member, and Superintendent Marvin Wade right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.